America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Our mindset regarding this game is kind of a unique one, probably, because we're trying to get the best of both worlds. This is our third preseason game, and historically the third preseason game has been a dry rehearsal, if you will, for the regulars. And we have that mentality. That's why we did the simulation work week. But also it has some, you know, some characteristics of the old fourth preseason game, because it's the last opportunity for some men to state a case for themselves, to find jobs, to define roles, to show what they're capable of.
So two preseason games all rolled into one. Who doesn't love that? Bob Pompeiani. He's going to be on the call 1 p.m. tomorrow. Oh, we got the music. There you go. And he joins us right now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Pomp. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing much better than this time last week, where I was still trying to claw my way out of bed, Adam. So I'm very excited about the fact that Mike Tomlin said the first part of his equation is still going to be in effect, which means we'll see some starters, because otherwise, who knows by the third quarter what we're going to be able to see.
Bob, nobody's listening, but you couldn't have, so you can say whatever you want here. I mean, you couldn't have loved those final preseason games of years past, the fourth game. I mean, that's got to be really tough on you.
Yeah, I think it is, just because, you know, you're watching a lot of guys who aren't going to be part of the team. And you never know what that may lead to in terms of their own personal careers. But, you know, some of them have to play well. And, you know, you try to make it come to life as best you can. And I've always appreciated the fact that these guys are searching for an opportunity. And some of the resumes suggest that they're willing to do just about anything to get it, you know, traveling all over the place. So, And a lot of them have very interesting stories, where they come from, what they're doing before they get into this, what they may be doing in the meantime before they get another opportunity. They may be working at a lawn care center, maybe being a bartender. All of a sudden they get a call and then they're with another team. So there's some interesting stories, which I like to tell. But, right, as far as the actual game, hopefully it's interesting, because we need one.
Well, I do think it's going to be interesting because you are such a great storyteller, but also the beginning portion of the game, you're going to see the guys. Do you think that you need to see them? I know we're going to. Would you play all the starters in this game, Bob?
Well, it's very interesting, the different dynamics with coaches. Like, for example, Dan Campbell, last week didn't play hardly any of his starters in the second one. I'm not sure what he's going to do today, but if you look at what he did last year, he didn't play anyone in the final one. So at some point, you got to believe that some of those guys need some work. On the other hand, Mike Tomlin is going to play some, and he did that the last season as well. not a whole bunch, but enough. And listen, you can't live in your fears. That's Mike's saying. And if that's the case, you play guys. You want to see, especially given what we've seen so far, Adam. I think the fact that they've gone first team, no points, eight possessions. And I know people are out there saying, look at Kenny Pickett, look at the Steeler offense last year, five possessions, five touchdowns. The preseason doesn't matter until it matters. So I think for a lot of these guys, it does matter in terms of what they're doing. They can't afford to get off to a slow start, in my view, based on how the second half of the season goes. So if that means getting some momentum based on just a couple of possessions in this game, then I'm fine with that.
I think you're viewing it the way that I'm viewing it, Bob, where I'm not freaking out about the first two preseason performances. It does leave a bad taste in my mouth. I do wonder, though, if you'd agree with this. Dan Campbell, like you mentioned, didn't play his guys last year in the preseason finale. They don't even tackle in practice. He treats this as not a dress rehearsal. If the Steelers' first team offense led by Russell Wilson doesn't move the ball against backups for Detroit, will you start to panic a little bit?
No panic, just because it is preseason and I've seen too much. Like, I was watching, the Bears are 4-0, the Chiefs are 0-3. Now, are you going to panic if you're a Kansas City fan? No, you know what you have there. Are you going to be overly hyped if you're a Chicago fan? Probably. But it could lead you into different directions of how you feel about your team. So I think I would be concerned because I want to see something tangible going into this first game against Atlanta, which has a much improved defense after their signings of or trade for Judon and signing of Simmons. They have a really good defense, and they're going to score some points because that's what Kirk Cousins does. So they better be able to score early in this football game, I think. And, hopefully they can get something together, and you'll see it tangibly on the field at Ford Field tomorrow.
Bob Pompeiani, you know the voice. He's joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, and the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Pomp, would you play Najee Harris? Would you play George Pickens? Would you play Pat Freiermuth in tomorrow's game?
I would say Najee limitedly, just to get a couple of more fields, but the other two, no, only because the wide receiving department is pretty thin to begin with here after George Pickens. So as much as you don't want to worry about injuries, I think you have to in this situation just because he's the one guy that they really need. And if it's not him, 1B would be Pat Freiermuth because of the lack of other people. And again, I'm not trying to disparage these guys. They look okay, but are they at the level that they need to be for this team to be successful? I'm not quite sure. But Pat Freiermuth would be an option B, so no, I'm not going to play those guys. So I will play others. Running back, I'd play Harris just for a little bit and then get him out of there and see what I got after that.
Bob Pompeiani with us on the Fan Morning Show. Bob, I haven't asked you this question yet, and everyone's wondering, Pomp. Who would you start at quarterback against Atlanta?
Well, I'm still going to maintain Russell Wilson just because of his history.
Me too.
And just because I think Fields is still a work in progress. So I tend to believe that Russell Wilson will be ready for this when it's time on September the 8th. I defer to his resume, the 9-time Pro Bowls, the success he's had. I realize the last 3 years haven't been the Russell Wilson that you saw early in his career. But I also think he's smart enough to understand how this offense should work. And so for now, he's going to be the starting quarterback. And I think that's probably true, regardless of what I feel. But I understand those from the outside are looking at the athleticism of Fields because it does give you a different dynamic. But again, Anthony Richardson is a guy like him. Watching him last night, prone to turnovers, and he threw some bad passes after he got off to a great start, but he deferred to run a lot. I think sometimes you got to work on these guys in the pocket and just maintain them in there waiting for plays to develop. They seem to be quick to abandon that. So I think Russell Wilson probably will be the starter. In fact, I'd be shocked if he wasn't. And he would be my starter, too. And then, it's based on what happens in the games that we see.
I'm with you on all of that. And I know that Justin Fields said yesterday he feels like he's shown the Steelers what he can do. But with Russ being in pole position this entire time, I think Justin would have had to have gone above and beyond to prove that he is worth it. And I don't think you got a fair evaluation of Russ Wilson in the last game. Like, none of the sacks I would put on him, him checking it down to Freiermuth, Bob, I wouldn't put on him. I feel like a lot of those in the national media who are saying things like that are just box score merchants and didn't watch the game. Because if you did, I don't think you can take anything away, frankly, from Russell Wilson's performance.
Well, to your point, Adam, Justin Fields, even though Russell Wilson went 0-for-5 in those possessions, Justin Fields has only had 3 points delivered in the time he's been in there. So it's not like he set it on fire. Now, again, people get carried away with athleticism. I get it. He's really good at it. But I think one of the reasons why he was good at it is because he decided to run way too much for Chicago's liking. And why those 2,200 yards of rushing offense show up. And again, if you're just looking at the numbers, that looks wonderful. Like, you got a guy who can do this. But you have to take the next step in development as a quarterback. And staying in the pocket, being disciplined enough to buy time there and make things happen down the field, takes some time. So I don't think he's finished product yet. I think Russell Wilson understands that part of it. I do think he holds on to the ball a little too long, yes, for my liking sometimes. But you're right. I mean, the offensive line, that's a big concern. They got to get things right as they head into Atlanta, too. And they got a lot of young guys, including your West Virginia Mountaineer, the man, the myth, the legend, Zach Frazier.
I think he's looked really good, particularly in pass protection, Bob. And you really haven't noticed him a lot, which I think is a big-time compliment for a center, as it's been the opposite for Broderick Jones. And he didn't talk after the game. He said he had to go see the doctor, and we know he's dealing with an injury. I think he didn't want to talk to the media because it was obvious to even those non-football savants just how bad he looked. Do you think it's mostly the injury thing? Like, I'd prefer him, obviously, to be on the left side, but we didn't see him look like that, even though he struggled at times in pass protection last year when he was healthy.
Well, I hate to say hope it is an injury if that's the case, because
agreed,
if it's not an injury and he's just not doing it, then there are even bigger concerns. But sure, an injury would hold you back over there. But you're right, he didn't look like that at all when he made the transition over to right tackle last year, when he especially ran the ball effectively the last 7 or 8 weeks. So I still think in this game I'd play him at left tackle. I want to see him over there, and I want to get a good understanding of what he can do if he's going to play in this game for how little – he plays. I think people know what Dan Moore is. They do. They don't need to see him out there. I want to see what he can do over there on a, you know, even if it's just for a couple of possessions, because I think that ultimately will be his position moving forward. And I wouldn't be surprised if Altano's ready to go, that it's like that right at the beginning of the season.
I agree. And I would actually like to see Dan Moore Jr. at right tackle a little bit too. They tell us that he can't do it. He tells us that he can't do it. Put him out there, because here's the thing. If he ain't one of the starters, he's going to be the swing guy, and so he might have to play right tackle. So I'd like to see that too. But, Bob, I have a non-football question for you.
Sure.
I think I know the answer to this, because you are a very romantic man. But Callis just went on a first date the other day, and there was no second date. And the reason that was given to him why there was no second date is because he didn't show up to the first date with chocolate and flowers. Did Callis make a mistake here, or was this nice young lady expecting too much?
May I get more information? Was this a Tinder thing?
It sure was. It was an online dating thing, yeah.
So it was an online dating thing. Who, Paul, Harry, you can get in on this. So tell me, were you the one searching, or was she searching?
No, we were both searching. That's how that's how that works. So we matched with each other. We liked each other's profiles, and we talked for about a week. And she suggested this one place close to her, so I drove a half hour there and a half hour back, and bought her drinks. And we talked for about an hour.
See, that's your mistake right there. Your tone right there is an indication that you messed up from the beginning. You complained about driving a half hour both ways.
No. I didn't complain about it.
And that carried over. The 1 hour conversation should have been longer. It probably was shorter, because you probably started by saying, I drove a half hour over here to see you.
No. I got concerned because she didn't talk to me for 4 days after, because she said she was talking to her coworkers and they said that they needed to see something more outstanding from me.
But you didn't bring flour. You didn't bring anything to this occasion. You just showed up.
No, I bought her drinks and we chatted.
That's not the question, counselor. Did you bring anything?
I did not bring flowers. I did not bring chocolates. No.
So, are you going to reach out for a second date? If so, I have some advice. You can hit me up.
No, she already told me. She said, if you're not going to do that, I don't want a second date. That's what I got. So there is.
Wait a minute. She said what? She said, if you're not going to do what?
She said that, you didn't bring me chocolate and flowers, and I need more from you. So.
Well, okay, then you made the right choice. Move on.
Let's go.
If she's going to act that way, like demands on the first date. Come on, it should be an open forum. You should be the person to start and initiate. But if the fact that she brought that up tells me she's not interested to the point where she should be.
Yeah.
So you did it. So move on. Go swipe. Keep swiping.
There you go. You don't need it from anybody else but the romantic Bob Pompeiani. Bob, thank you so much for doing this every Friday during the preseason, man. It's been a lot of fun. And have a great call tomorrow, and we'll talk again here soon.
All right, Adam. Thanks. And Harry, hang in there. There's a lot of fish in the sea, as they say.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. See you guys.
Bob Pompeiani. The great Bob Pompeiani. I was going to ask him when his last first date was, but I didn't want him to have to date himself. But Bob is a big-time flower giver now. Now, that, I think, is very important. Very important. When you are married or you are in a long-term relationship, every now and again, a little gift, little surprise goes a long way. But you know that already.
Yeah, I think that nice things like that work out. I think it...
Got to keep it fresh, man.
The more that I think about this, too, the more I feel like maybe I'm scarred from giving too much. Because now I'm thinking about my other ex was like expecting a certain type of gift for our 1 year anniversary.
Sex swing?
No. No. No, she was just like, you got to get me something special. It can't be like little. It's got to be like, this is a big deal. And I hate that.
That's why I'm telling you, buddy.
I hate that.
Last piece of advice on this, because there was a ton of good football meat to get into that we'll do in the next segment that Bob had to say. If you consistently, throughout your long-term relationships, surprise with a gift here and there, and sometimes you go over the top with a grand gesture, you're not going to get the man's like, hey, this anniversary, I need something big.
We only dated for a year, though.
Just sprinkle it in.
Yeah.
Sprinkle it in. That's all I'm saying.
I've been
married for 9 years, Callis. Dating my wife for 16 years.
I feel like when the lady sets the expectation, though, like out front like that, it sets me up for failure. It sets anybody up for failure.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened there. And Bob agreed, and so do our listeners on the text line and on our Twitter poll, where 91% of people saying you do not bring chocolates or flowers on a first date. All right, coming up next, we will react to some of what Bob had to say. At the bottom of the hour, there is a massive football event, and it's going on tonight. You can hear it on our airwaves. We'll tell you about it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I like my allies on the Justin Fields thing, the Russ Wilson thing, the Steelers quarterback battle thing. I love Brian Batko. He said he thinks the door is ajar for Justin Fields. We might all be saying the same thing, but slightly differently. Bob Pompeiani thinks Russ is going to be the starting quarterback, and he wants Russ to be the starting quarterback. And he brought up Anthony Richardson, his performance last night against Cincinnati. He had a woeful practice, Anthony Richardson did, in the joint practice between the Bengals and the Colts, where you had Cincinnati defenders yelling out to fans on the field with reporters around, basically saying this Anthony Richardson guy stinks, can't throw the ball, all he does is run. Why is this guy running every time he drops back? He goes out there, leads a touchdown drive, throws a pick six, and then doesn't score again against the Cincinnati second team defense. I think Justin Fields is further along than that guy. But everything that Justin Fields brings right now, he brings with his legs. And I know that's been something that Mike Tomlin has kind of salivated over in press conferences in recent years. But think about why Mitch Trubisky got benched for Kenny Pickett. I know you probably don't want to think about that time period. Just humor me for a second. Steelers, halftime, losing to the Jets. And Mitch turns the ball over. Not his fault, but we know Mitch is prone to giveaways. Misses Deontay Johnson in the back of the end zone. He makes some bad decisions, and Tomlin says, screw it, I've seen enough, I'm going with Kenny Pickett. And it wasn't beautiful those first two games. It never really got beautiful with Kenny, but Kenny didn't turn the ball over. And they went 14-10 with him. That's what Mike Tomlin cares about, even more than the extending of plays, even more than the mobility of a quarterback. And I'm not ruling Russ out still as a mobile guy. He's not what he used to be, but he can hold the ball, hold the ball, hold the ball. If nothing's open, he can get you a first down or two with his legs. He can beat you on the perimeter on a rollout where things are covered, and he'll pick up 5-6 yards. And that's massive. Keeps that along down a distance. Keeps you alive for the next play. Justin Fields can do those things. He's also prime to turn the football over. And the Steelers haven't won a game in 3 years when they've lost the turnover battle. 0-15-1. Tomlin ain't going to do that. Justin Fields also hasn't blown anybody away. If you take truth serum this preseason, he looked awful in the first game, fumbled 2 snaps. Tomlin ain't going to like that. Second game, he's doing it all against third and fourth string defense, and he didn't play that well. He would have had to knock the Steelers' socks off to be the starting quarterback. He did not. Or Russ would have to be god-awful to open that door, to make the door ajar. Well, he hasn't really had the opportunity to shoot himself in the foot. He played in the last preseason game. You can't get a clear evaluation because they couldn't block for him. So I'll agree with Pomp. It's going to be Russ. I don't really think the door is ajar. But I'll say this, and Pomp and I disagreed on this a little bit. This game, you need to see it from this first team offense, or I am going to get closer to panicked. Right now, I've got my concerns, and I had some coming into camp. Now I'm a little bit more concerned, if not a lot more concerned, about the offensive line than I was before. But I'm not yet to the point of panic. If you don't go out there and kick butt against backups for Detroit when you are viewing this as a dress rehearsal, we might all have to get closer to panic. Think about it. It's not just a dry run game, as Tomlin calls it. It's been a mock week for them. I don't think that they've spent all the time in the film room that they would, let's say, before week one against Atlanta or against any team you'd play in the regular season. But they have game planned a little bit. So you've game planned a little bit. You're playing your starters. Detroit doesn't tackle in the preseason. Detroit's not going to play their guys. If you aren't seeing the Steelers offense move the ball with Russ Wilson against these guys, then I do think, yeah, you can get closer to panic. Broderick Jones was awful last week. Greg Rousseau, good player, not great player, only had 5 sacks. He needs to go out and handle his business at right tackle against backups. I'd like him to get a shot to handle his business at left tackle. I'd like to see Dan Moore Jr. at right tackle. They say he can't do it. He says he can't do it. All right, let's see that then, whether he can or can't handle it. But this offensive line needs to create running lanes and bully a backup defense, and I'd like to see them move the sticks and put the darn ball in the end zone against backups for Detroit. Tweet me. @_AdamCrowley, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text me, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And how about this? I saw this on social media yesterday. Ben Tenuta, who is incredibly talented, he works here at 93.7 The Fan, he put this together. Inside Camp Aliquippa, presented by Saloni's Italian Bread, debuts on the KDKA High School Sports YouTube channel. A behind-the-scenes look at one of the most powerful high school football programs in the state. It is awesome. Check that out. And for more on high school football, stick around, because we got two big-time guests joining us next to talk about a massive event kicking off the Western PA high school football season. That's tonight. And we want you to be back after the break. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Pitt football opens up a week from tomorrow. The Steelers open up on September 8th on the road against Atlanta. But high school football is back, and it all starts tonight on KDKA AM with the KDKA Kickoff Classic presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union at the legendary Wolverina. And we are joined by two guests right now, a man who is going to be on the play-by-play, and that is Dan Zangrilli. He'll be on the call. And then we have the tournament director, Ty Brown. And I say first, good morning to you, Ty. I talk to Zangrilli all the time. We want to spend some special attention on you. How are you today?
I appreciate you guys, man. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, we are outstanding. Dan, you doing all good, pal?
It's all good. And my man, Ty, what a job he's done with this tournament, putting it together. And we can't wait to bring it to everybody, Adam.
Now, Ty, you got a whole bunch of great teams coming in here. How do you go about organizing such a monumental event? And how much time are you spending on that? I'm sure it's no easy task.
Yeah, I'll say that in Whipfield football, there's not going to be any better games than what we're having at the Wolverine this weekend. But, you know, we've been working on this since January, getting all the teams together, getting the matchups together, getting the logistics together. You know, it's something that takes a long time to put together. But, you know, we worked through it, you know. KDKA joined us midway through, and then, you know, they put their touches on it, and it's going to be a great weekend.
Dan Zangrilli, as I mentioned on the call, Johnny Lee, Doran Dickerson going to be in the booth, Donnie Football making his debut on the sideline, and heck, even little Austin Bechtold just popped in here. He's going to be doing a bunch of the social media stuff. Today, it's McKeesport. They'll take on Uniontown Lake Blue at 5 p.m. Dan, tell us a little bit about some of these matchups and why people should be excited to tune in.
Yeah, I mean, they're all going to be really good. It's small schools all the way up to the biggest schools, some of the best schools in the nation. So it's very diverse, very eclectic. It primarily focuses on Western Pennsylvania, but you do have a little flavor from the outside with some really good high school football. You mentioned Uniontown Lake. They're just outside of Akron, Ohio. Their head coach was the offensive coordinator for LeBron James. McDowell is really good out of Erie. And then St. Francis tomorrow afternoon against Central Catholic. They're the number 14 team in the nation. They've been a top 10 national program each of the last few years. They have backup linemen that have FBS offers, Adam. One of the best programs perhaps to ever step on a gridiron in Western Pennsylvania, and that's really saying something considering all of the great football that's been played here for the last century or so. So McKeesport and Woodland Hills play tonight from the WPIL perspective. Tomorrow at noon, Clairton is the number one ranked team in 1A, Steel Valley the number one ranked team in 2A, so they square off. And then Central Catholic St. Francis, that's out of Baltimore, Maryland, at 3:30. Westinghouse, two-time runner-up in the state title game. They take on Beaver, one of the iconic programs from Beaver County. So it's an eclectic mix, incredible Western PA flavor at the most iconic football facility that high school football has to offer, I think, in the Wolverina.
Dan, have you been lozenging up? I mean, you're drinking a bunch of hot tea. You're going to be doing five games real quick here.
I know, man. It's going to be, I'll be honest, the lift has been heavier than I thought. 10 different teams to try to bone sure. up on. So giddy up. Thank goodness I've got Johnny and Donnie and Doran, and you're the only missing piece, Adam. Perhaps we could get you out. And Ty, what do you think? Can we have Doran do like an honorary coin flip or something on Saturday? He can be a captain. He can link arms with guys and walk out to the 50.
I think so. We might be able to get him a helmet, too, if he wants to run down on kickoff.
I think his hip would probably pop about the 50-yard line, but don't tell him that I said that. I mean, Ty, it makes all the sense in the world for this event to be tied at the hip with KDKA, does it not?
Oh, absolutely, man. The level of excitement that you guys brought to this weekend is second to none. We're excited to partner with you.
I can't wait. Dan, you've got kind of a new crew. I mean, Johnny Lee, you guys have been doing this, but you add Doran, you add Donnie football to the mix. How excited about that are you?
Yeah, man. Obviously, Doran's resume speaks for itself, and he's done games with us before over the last handful of years, but we really needed and wanted to get him into the booth on a consistent basis, and obviously, he's working on the Pitt broadcast quite a bit. So basically, any time that he's not traveling with the Pitt Panthers, we're going to have a three-man booth on a 50,000-watt radio station, man, doing Friday Night Lights with a sideline reporter. So it's a four-man broadcast crew. And I talked to Craig Way, who's the voice of Texas high school sports, voice of the Longhorns. And when I was doing stuff in the Big 12, Adam, we would often compare notes about the coverage, and he even conceded, which is hard for Craig to do. He's like, yeah, you guys have us beat. We do it big in Texas, but what you guys are doing is nobody else in the country is doing it.
And the studio stuff is outstanding as well. Paul Alexander.
Yes, thank you.
Whippiel insider Carlo Zovko, who we had on our program every week last year, who, I mean, if you want to talk about someone who knows high school football inside and out, it's that guy. And, oh, yeah, by the by, high school sports editor Mike White will also be contributing to the radio coverage. Guys, I'm super excited for this thing tonight. KDKA Kickoff Classic presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union at the legendary Wolverina. Ty, is there anything you want me to get out there for the people?
No, I think we're excited about the weekend and the matchups this weekend. And, you know, obviously you want to show off our facility. I think it's, you know, one of the best, if not the best, in Western Pennsylvania. And, you know, we got some of the best teams in Western Pennsylvania coming to play this weekend, man. So, you know, we're excited to have everyone come out. It's going to be some good weather. It'll be good vendors, good food at the concession stand. It'll be a great weekend of football.
Can't wait to get out there, Ty. We really do appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and good luck this weekend.
I appreciate you guys.
Take care. And Dan, I can't wait to hear this. I cannot wait. I'm going to try to make it out tomorrow. We'll see if I can.
Oh, nice, man.
But I cannot wait to get out of my back patio tonight. Because last night, or the night before, I was out there a little chilly in the evening time, and I could hear the Mount Lebanon drum line going off in the distance. And, man, there's nothing like Western PA in high school football, as you so eloquently stated, because they tend to take it quite seriously down in Texas.
Yeah, man, it's therapeutic, and tickets are just $12. So anybody that wants to come out, even if you're just a tepid football fan, you need a fix. You've got five games, 24 hours. It starts at 5 o'clock tonight, the first kickoff. We'll be on the air at 4 p.m. with pregame coverage on KDKA 100.1 and AM 1020. Thanks, Adam.
And last thing here for you, Dan. And yeah, I mean, you could drop off for this, because I don't know if you like this sort of thing, getting patted on the back. You say you've got all this homework you got to do with 10 teams. I know you've done your homework. I know you are going to be prepared to the gills, man. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is it's a labor of love, and it's the most organic form of what we do, and I'm glad we're doing it on the station that we do it on, and appreciate you showing us some love here.
Oh, you're the man, Dan. Have fun tonight, buddy. Seriously, right. Lozenge.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate you, bro.
See him. Dan Zangrilli. He'll be on the call tonight. Johnny Lee, Doran Dickerson, Donnie Football. Donnie making his debut on the sideline. You think Donnie's going to be prepared for this? Absolutely. Let me just run down the games real quick because they're all awesome. So you got McKeesport at 5 o'clock today, the 2023 4A Whippiel runners-up. They're going to battle Uniontown Lake Blue Streaks at 5 p.m. Then, doubleheader, Woodland Hills Wolverines take on Erie McDowell at 7. Tomorrow, you got the Clareton Bears, 2023 Whippiel 2A runner-up against Steel Valley at noon. And then you got Central Catholic battling national powerhouse St. Francis from Baltimore at 3:30. And then the nightcap tomorrow evening, you got two-time PIAA 2A runner-up Westinghouse Bulldogs and the Beaver Bobcats at 7 p.m. So super excited about all that. And it's award-winning coverage for a reason. You're not going to get better high school football coverage anywhere in the country, I don't think, than right here and on our brother station, KDKA AM. All right, coming up next, we'll take one final look at Steelers and Lions. What are we going to be talking about on Monday? We've done that every Friday. What are the storylines going to be when we walk through the doors dark and early at 5:40 a.m. on Monday? We'll do that. We'll tell you coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I'm totally serious what I said at the end of that last segment with Zane Grilli. I'm going to get out of my back patio tonight. I'm going to pour myself a pint of Guinness. I'll put my feet up, close my eyes, and listen to high school football. It's here, baby. High school football tonight. Steelers tomorrow at 1. In the interim, at noon, you got Georgia Tech and Florida State in Ireland, and it's a game that actually means something. It's an ACC game. We're here. We've done it. But now let me put a damper on that for just a second. Social Media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. All the people who are doing this are losers on social media. I got Penn State fans and West Virginia fans fighting in my mentions. I would challenge both fan bases to talk about football. What I'm getting is, from Penn State fans, you guys bang your cousins, you guys are hillbillies from Appalachia, and what I'm getting from West Virginia fans is Joe Paterno this, Jerry Sandusky that. Can you just talk about football? I challenge them to be able to do that, because it doesn't seem like either fan base can do that. It's ridiculous. Anyway, on to the Steelers v. Lions tomorrow. 1 p.m. kickoff, Channel 2, Bob Pompiani, Charlie Batch on the call, Missy Matthews on the sideline. What are we going to be talking about on Monday? Someone text in, on Monday, you, once again, will be talking about how crappy the offense is. I disagree. I think on Monday, there will still be offensive concerns because there were offensive concerns before training camp, before OTAs, before minicamp. This team's got warts. They don't have a number two wide receiver. They don't have a great number three wide receiver. Jaylen Warren's banged up. Broderick Jones banged up. Will Troy Faltanu play week one? Is Dan Moore Jr. your starter at left tackle? There are legitimate concerns, no matter how this game goes. But I think on Monday, we will be talking about what this Steelers offense does against backups for Detroit. It better go this way. I think it will go this way. I think the Steelers' offense is going to look really good with Russell Wilson at the helm. I think they're going to score a touchdown on Russ's only drive, and I think they need to. Because when you're playing all your guys, and they're playing none of their guys, and they don't tackle in training camp, you better be better than them. It's not going to make everyone forget about the offensive problems, but consider the alternative. If Russ and this first-team offense looks bad against a bunch of backups, it's all we will talk about for two straight weeks. We'll talk to you on Monday at 5:40. Doran will be back in. You can hear Doran tonight at 5 p.m. on KDKAM when the high school KDK Kickoff Classic presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union kicks off. So if you missed your Doran fix, you can get it tonight at 5 p.m. Paul Zeiss up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 81.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.